We are learning Masechtas Soito, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom. The Gemara said before that Yosef got one letter added to his name because he's Mekadesh Shemayim B'Seser, hidden. But Yehuda, who's Mekadesh Shemayim B'Fahesia, his whole name is after the Shem Hashem. And the Gemara is going to say over here, what exactly was the Shem Shemayim B'Fahesia of Yehuda? We had before in Daf Yudam and Beis, it was the Maisa Tama. Here the Gemara says something else. Yehuda Mahi, Tanilut and Abraisa. When Klal Yisrael reached the Yam Suf, this is 7 days, on the seventh day, when after they left Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim are chasing them, and they're standing right by the Yam Suf. The Shvatim were arguing with each other. This one says, I want to go first into the Yam. The Shvatim were fighting, we all want to go first into the Yam. What happened? Kofatz shifter shel b'yamin. Shifter shel b'yamin. B'yamin shevet ran, jumped into the yam. V'yar the yam tchila. And they went into the yam first. Shenema says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shom b'yamin tzor roidem, tzor yudu rigmasam. And we darshin, roidem, altikir roidem, ela roid yam. He ran into the, they went down into the water. So shevet b'yamin went in first. V'hoyu tzor Yehuda roigim v'yisam. The tzor Yehuda were upset. You got the mitzvah jumping in first. And the Sari Yehuda were stoning them. Shenemar, Sari Yehuda Ragmasam. Interesting thing, they were stoning them. Lefikach, because of this special schus that Binyamin jumped in first, Zocha Binyamin Atzadik Vinasa Uspezichon Legvura. Because of that, they were Zoicha to become the resting place, the host for the Shechina. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vein Ksefav Shachin, and like Rashi says, Shebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim Bono Bechalkai. Omaloi Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says to Ramei, no, loy kachay maise. That was not the case. The case was the opposite. Elazel mini ein ani yairet tchil liyam. This shaver says, I'm not going first. Vazel mini ein ani yairet tchil liyam. I'm not going first. Kofatz nachshay ben amnodav. Nachshay went, jumped, v'yar liyam tchila. And he went into the yam first. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Sevuni bekachash Ephraim. I was surrounded by Ephraim who was bekachash, which means they rebelled with a mirma beis Yisrael. The Yehuda oid. Then, but Yehuda is the one who went in. Oid rod im kael vim kadosh of Naman. That's the pasuk says in Hosea. And we darshan also here also. That means they went down into the yam. Valov first bekabalah that they davened Hoshieni lekim. Save me, Hashem, kivo mayim ad nefesh. Because the mayim reached our nefesh. Tevati bevei metzula vein mayimit. I'm in a bunch of mud and I can't get out. Quicksand and I can't get out. Ash tishpateni shabelis mayim. Shabelis mayim is like a rushing waters that shouldn't, they shouldn't drown me. Vatavleni metzula. And this pasuk all shows you how that Yehuda, Nachshavadov, jumped in first. Now there's two questions here. First of all, on the first Gemara, which says B'yamin jumped in first, it says that's what they were zeicha to be uspezicha legvura. There's Gemara's other places that say a different shot of being safe of shachin. Why they were zeicha for the base of Mikdash? It says because choifiv alav kol hayayim. The Gemara in Zvachim and other places says that B'yamin was upset that Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, got a chelik in a ritzua into his chelik, and they put the part of his beach there, and he was upset about that. Because of that, he was zeicha to the shchinas b'yishari here. Here Gemara's a different shot. So one of the simple tarots is that Gemara is going to Rav Yehuda here, who says that Yehuda jumped in first. Now, question number two is that it says over here they were both tiny, we don't want to go into the water. And the question is, we know that after Avraham Avinu was Maisa Nefesh, Klal Yisrael has the power to be Maisa Nefesh. The shaila is, they didn't want to be Maisa Nefesh? Only Nachshav and Ronald wanted to be Maisa Nefesh? Zokhtum Chaim Shmulevitz, of course the Edom rate to be Maisa Nefesh. But here, it was a different type of serious Nefesh. You had to jump into the water with the mindset that you're going to be saved. Because the going to water here was that it's in a split, and I'm going to be able to walk through it. That was the godless, not the kill. To go into Mesirus Nefesh, I'm dying for the Kiddush Hashem, that everyone could have done. Here, you had to go in with a betochen that the water is going to split. And that was the special thing of Nachshon Yodav. It was a betochen, not a Mesirus Nefesh. Agaponim, that was the Kiddush Hashem of Yehuda. Ba'is Yisrael, at that time, when the Yidden were going into the Yam, Hoyamoyisha Mayrech Betfila. Omer Karis Baruch Hu, Yedidai Toivim B'Yam, Va'ata Marach B'Tfila. My children, my friends, my Klal Yisrael are drowning the Yam, and you're being Marach B'Tfila. Lefanai, Omer Lefanai Avir Shalom, Amar B'Yodi Lasses. What else should I do? Omer Loi, Daber Abnei Yisrael V'Yiso. Tell Klal Yisrael, just go into the water. Va'ata Horivem Smatachon Teyas Yedecha. Pick up your stick and Teyas Yodcha. Actually, the rush the Pirush HaRosh in Parashat B'Shalach says, V'ata Hormes Matcha means that the Yidden was saying the whole time, hey, it's not a big deal, big kunzmach, he has a special magic stick, and that's how he does all the makas. So Hashem says, no, Hormes Matcha, take away your matcha, v'neteyes yodecha, put your hand over the water, and it will split. The Fikach, Zachar Yehuda lasted Mashallah B'Yisrael, because Yehuda Nachshon Nadav jumped into the water first, he became the Melech of Klal Yisrael. Shanem says in the Pasuk, we say this in Halal, Hoysa Yehuda Lekachoy, Yisrael Mam Shaloysav. And we tie it like this, my time Hoysa Yehuda Lekachoy, Yisrael Mam Shaloysav, Meshum Da Yom Ra'av Ayonais. Why was Yehuda Zaycha to be Mam Shaloysav, that he was Neskadesh, Yehuda Lekachoy, Yisrael Mam Shaloysav, he was Neskadesh to be Moshel in Klal Yisrael, to be the ruler of Klal Yisrael. You know why? Because Ayom Ra'av Ayonais. Like the Mashal explains, that the Yom saw the mysterious nefesh of Yehuda, and it ran away. Zokta Marsha, Rachelayim, Hashem, that Yom Ra, Shekit Hashem Shemayim, Leire Tchil Aliyam, Ze Ra Hayom Vayonos, Vaponov, Shloyet Vyom Vayom, Al Derech Shnem, at Sadik Moshel Beiris Hashem. So because of Yom Ra Vayonos, which they saw the Yonachshman Ra jumping in, that's why they ran away. So that because that's the pshat in the pasuk. Because Yehuda Kacha, Yisrael Mam Shloysev. Why? Because of Yom Ra Vayonos, because Nachshav and another jumped into the water first. Zokta Gemara Vaita, going back to the Maisa with the Har Grizim Har Evil by the after they crossed the Yarden. So it says that who was on one mountain and another mountain? It says that Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Yosef Yamu on one mountain. That says including Levi. And the other mountain says the other Shvatim. And the question is that if Levi's on the mountain, what's shot in the Pasuk in Yeshua? It says that Levi was next to the Arim with the Kahanim on the bottom, and they're the ones that said B'kol Ram, the Brachas and Klalas. What do you mean? We are they on the top or the bottom? Tanya, let's be Yaakov Emi Yev Shaloimar, Levi Lamata, Warsh, Karnema Lamaila. It says in the Pasuk that they're supposed to be Lamaila on the mountain. V'efsher loymer lemaylos karnem alamata. It says in Pesukim of Yeshua they were on the bottom. Hakeitzad, what's how is this possible? How do we reconcile this both these Pesukim? Ziknei kahanim v'leviya lamata v'ashar lemayla. The elders of the Kuna Leviya were lamata v'ashar lemayla, and the rest of the Leviim were above on top of the mountain. Now who are the Ziknei Kahuna? So I looked around the Farshim, especially in the Gemaras, the article Gemaras, they don't say anything about who the Zikni is. So the Milanese diet, the Zikni Kuna, what does it mean? Over 70? Over 80? Over 60? So I think Zikni Kuna means the Zeshikon HaChachma. Rashi says, Ein Zokin Ela Zeshikon HaChachma, from Gemaras all over Shas. Zokin means the ones who are Kon HaChachma, probably means the Tamid HaChamim, the Zikni Kuna, Tamid HaChamim, they were Lamata, and everyone else was Lamaila. Rabbi Shai Aymer, Rabbi Yeshi Yomer, Kol Haroyu Lasharis Lamata Vashar Lamaila. He says us age. The Royal Lasharis. It says in the Pasuk, who's Royal carried the Aron? That's in Ben Shloishim Abim Chamishim, from 30 to 50. So they were Lamata Eitzel Aron. The rest of the Shevet were on the mountain. So we have a Machlaika see if it was the Zikne Kun on the bottom, or Rabbi Shai says the 30 to 50, the middle age Levium were on the bottom, and the rest were on the top. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, the whole Kasha doesn't start. Because when it says Elu, that these are going to stand on the mountain, does not mean they stood on the mountain. No one stood on the mountain. Rabbi Eimer, Elu ve'elu l'mata heim aimdim. Everyone, Gan Klai Yisrael was l'mata. And what they did was, Hofchu p'neim klapi ha'grizim v'poschu v'bracha, klapi ha'reva v'poschu v'klala. They turned the face to ha'grizim instead of bracha, or they turned the face to klapi ha'reva v'poschu v'klala. I, the Pasuk says Al, Umay Al. I, in the Pasuk it says, the Lashon of Al, it says, the status of bracha al hargrizim is akola al harayvel. So tomorrow al means besomach near the mountain. Okay, down to the bray. So it says by the levoina, the spices that were on the shulchan. It says you put it on the mareches. Mareches is the lechem upon him itself. And sata al mareches levoina zaka. Rabbi Yemi doesn't mean you put the levoina on the mareches on the challah. Al besomach, put it on the table on the shulchan next to the mareches. Atoyim al besomach al mamish. You're going to tell me, no, impossible. Al never means next to. It always means on top. So I'll bring a raya that everyone has to agree, Al means besomach sometimes. Because Shoaim, it says in the Pasuk that you make a pareiches, and it says, besam tosham es aroina edus, besakois ala aron es a pareiches. You cover the aron with a pareiches. You don't cover the aron with a pareiches. The pareiches stands up in between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim. Havoima al besomach. It's a raya al besomach. So Rebbe says, actually, that they didn't even go up to the mountain. That's what he answers the stira. So we really have three malachim. Either the Ziknei Leviim on the bottom rest on top, or 30 to 50, or Rebbe's mahalach, and where the Leviim stood.